Democrats made their pitch to the American people last week at a largely virtual national convention. The party promised bold action on climate change and investment and support for communities that have long relied on fossil fuel extraction. Bernie Patterson checked in with regional advocates working toward this idea of a just transition to clean energy.
At the convention, Democrats pushed hard on climate change. The pitch? America can reach net zero greenhouse gas emissions no later than by 2050 by investing big in clean energy.
That's Joe's plan. Create millions of new good-paying jobs, many of them union, like mine. Invest in critical infrastructure.
That's IBEW journeyman Rob Baer of Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, narrating a video on presidential nominee Joe Biden's climate plan that aired on night 3 of the convention. Democrats framed solving the climate crisis as an opportunity. The party's platform includes a commitment to addressing environmental justice. That includes empowering and standing with workers and communities from traditionally coal-reliant regions like Appalachia that have for decades powered this nation. The idea of a just transition has been gaining momentum. In recent months, multiple regional coalitions have emerged with policy blueprints aimed at putting Appalachia and its needs front and center in the budding national conversation. Amanda Woodrum is the co-director of one of these projects, Reimagine Appalachia.
There's a lot of really great stuff in this platform that we're excited about.
Things like investing 40% of the plan's estimated $2 trillion cost in vulnerable communities, recognizing that coal miners and power plant workers will be impacted as the economy shifts toward more clean energy, and an explicit call out for protecting retirees' health and pension benefits.
One of my concerns, though, is that it only actually mentions Appalachia once. And we believe that there needs to be a concentrated and focused effort on what the needs are of Appalachia.
Brandon Dennison runs the nonprofit Coalfield Development in Southern West Virginia. The group is dedicated to rebuilding the region's economy in sustainable ways. He too sees promise in the Democrats' platform, but this isn't the first time politicians have made promises to the region.
So it's a good start. But will it resonate? You know, the proof will have to be in the pudding, so to speak.
Regional advocates say one important way policymakers can continue this conversation is to listen to and seek out the opinions of those working on a just transition locally. Joanne Kilgour is executive director of the Ohio River Valley Institute, a new think tank. She says one-size-fits-all policy won't work.
It's very clear to me that the needs of workers and working families in the Ohio River Valley is very different from the needs of workers and working families in other parts of the country.
More details would also please the United Mine Workers of America, which has been involved in conversations with the Biden campaign. Spokesperson Phil Smith says the union fully acknowledges the country is moving away from coal toward cleaner energy. But the bulk of solar jobs, for example, are not good union jobs, as the Biden ticket promises.
There are some in the Democratic Party hierarchy who buy into the notion that we can just set up a commission and everything will be fine. And we can, you know, spend money, just send money and train people to do something else and everything will be fine. That's not going to work. That is not a transition. That is a pushing a problem away.
Coal was a hot button topic in 2016. Candidates have about 2 months to share their plans. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Brittany Patterson.